This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Show powered by Chevron. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Welcome in. I'm Brady Hull. We've got Michael Kirkpatrick on the other side of the bulletproof glass, and a strange weekend. I'm just, you know, nothing really goes to plan. I'm terrible on the picks. My picks were awful. I went five games to pick. I went 1-4. I am now under 500 in the picks. See, nothing happened the way I thought it was going to happen, except for the UNC Bears covering, and that was tough to get to that. We had to go to overtime again against Houston Christian. So,
well, maybe you should bring Thursday, Mr. Thursday Night, in, because Mr. Thursday Night
2-1
is 2-1.
2-1. It's over 500.
66% ain't half bad.
That's pretty good math by you. Not going to lie at all.
That's the only math I can do.
All right, headlines, whole show headlines today. Obviously, the first one, top headline is the Broncos. That's going to be the top headline until it isn't. Here's what I said, Mike. Tell me how these rank, because last week you loved them. You loved my headlines. And so that only encouraged it only fueled the fire. The Broncos are a good team that's bad at winning. Sean and Bo have their work cut out for them. And we'll get into some of that. They're good. They just can't win.
No, they can win. They're just not winning. And I think it's not just the offense.
Okay.
It's the defense.
All right.
And I think,
we'll get into that.
Of flack.
You just said what I just said without saying exactly what I just said. They can win. They're just not winning. It's a good team that's not winning. Norvell made a change at quarterback, but is it too late? Bold late game decision leads to bold criticism. And we are full of criticism on all things Jay Norvell today. It's only getting worse. For Coach Norvell. Coach Prime knows what solidified quarterback means now, as Salter led a stampede over the Cowboys, at least for most of the game. That became too interesting. And the Buffs have some things to sort out. They win. They were supposed to win. I took a shot. I lost. But I tell you this, I'm all in on Caden Salter. He maybe has some leadership questions, all that stuff surrounding him, but when I was sitting at Canvas Stadium on Saturday night, bored out of my mind, I definitely had the CU Wyoming game pulled up on my phone, because you can go football on your phone. Thank you, Eli. And I could watch that guy play football a lot. You know me, Mike. I'm all about hot, nasty speed. Like tonight. You got the most electrifying man in all of sports entertainment going up against the Lions and the rest of the Ravens, too. But I like Caden Salter. Give me more of that, because I was bored to tears until the last 6 minutes of the football game on Saturday at Canvas. And I haven't felt that bored in a while watching CSU. It's not like CSU's always been high-flying, but that was rough. Air Force's offense is clear for takeoff, but defense can't get off the ground against Boise State. The Bears are out of hibernation. No turning back for Ed Lamb's resilient crew. Mike, how'd we do?
I think they should have won by more.
Oh, no, how'd we do on the headlines?
No, they were fair.
I'm not doing the we like you do. We are the Broncos. I don't do that. The older I get, the less I become attached to a team, except for a certain team that bounces an orange pumpkin around. But I have definitely become more of an observer than a full-on fan, especially on the college side. These days, anyway. Less heartbreak.
I think the headlines were all right. They were all right.
Just all right? Wait, what? It took me 4 minutes to do that.
Maybe you should take your five.
Really? So last week was good. This week was just all right. You like it when it gets all punny. And some of them kind of were, but I don't think they were bad. I could have gone the whole way with just goofy puns and such, but I dialed it back a little bit.
You didn't go the whole way with goofy puns. You went the whole way.
Okay.
And you made it serious.
Mike, let's do this. The good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good was a mix. I got two things. Caden Salter, more of that, and the UNC Bears. Getting it done, I believe that was Houston Christian's homecoming. It's on the road. I texted Ed on Saturday night, and he wrote me back and said, dude, we exercised some demons tonight. Like, we had to find, like, I saw somebody post last night, winning is a skill. I think it was Vic Lombardi. Winning is a skill. And he's 100% right. You can be great 90% of the game. The Broncos have been the better team in three games. In 3 games, they've been better in 90-plus percent of the game. But winning is a skill, and the Broncos have not mastered that skill. The Bears have not mastered that skill. But maybe winning on the road like that, against a team you were barely supposed to beat, maybe that's when things start. So there's my good. The bad was the Broncos game. Missed opportunities, especially by Bo Nix. Three big ones a great quarterback would have had. That's the difference between good and great quarterbacks. It can be very small. But as they say, it's a game of inches. The great quarterbacks complete those passes. Bo Nix is not there yet. Will he get there? I don't know. Maybe. The play calling, that opened some things up. He did have the Cortland Sutton one before the half, which was awesome, but that was wide open. So we got to see more from Bo. The ugly. Don't take points off the board, Michael Kirkpatrick. If you learn anything from producing this show, learn one thing. Learn two things. Mr. Thursday Night is great. And you don't take points off the board. That's it. You never take points off the board. Too many things that can get weird when you start doing that. Football karma. Now, if this was like a 40-39 game, and points are just flowing like wine, then okay. But that wasn't the case. You made a quarterback change, Jackson Brissot, and listen, this is how backup quarterback is the most popular person on a roster at times, because as soon as the starter struggles, that's the hero that's going to save you. I agree that BFN's time is done. I mean, unless you have an injury now, but you have to go with Jackson Brissot. I thought it was, I don't know if you have the Jay Norvell clip, but I thought this response was kind of interesting, and I want to unpack it with you guys. Here's what Jay Norvell had to say about basically pulling BFN in the fourth quarter and going with Jackson Brissot.
No, I just think it's fundamentals, and it's not rocket science. It's the same things we've been doing for years. And so I just think he needs a break, and he needs somebody else in there so he can see it. I'm hoping that he will take a step back and look at his play and work on the things that can help him be better. And we're trying to do that. I mean, we're working with him every day. And so nobody wants him to be better than us. And so, you know, it's just it's frustrating right now the way that we've played the last 2 weeks. And so we've got to find a solution to that, and we got to help him get better.
A couple things that are interesting. We want him to take a step back and kind of learn from taking a step back. Needs a break. That's not, you don't want to go full scorched earth here and flat out say, no, BFN is done. He'll never play quarterback for us again. You don't want to do that. Clay Millen was not given that, though. I just think that just something, because after that it wasn't really a Clay needs to take a step back and learn. It was, I mean, I don't have it exactly in front of me, but there was never that window of hope that he would be back in. Once Clay was pulled and the BFN era started, that was it. So Braden Fowler Nicolosi was 14 of 25 for 176 yards. And he was sacked 3 times, but it felt like a million because he was holding onto the ball so long and just kept going back. Jackson Berceau comes in the fourth quarter. He ends the night 10 of 12. That first possession when they go down and score, he's 4 of 4 for like 27 yards. He was 10 of 12, 78 yards, and a touchdown. He had the hot hand. So why not, if you're going to go for two, why not let him finish the job? So they go with Taj Bullock, who's more of this read option runner quarterback guy, and I kind of like it. I kind of get confused by it at times, but that was the two-point conversion. Big Hub says, I can't believe CSU tried to do a two-point conversion with a quarterback that obviously will either run it or throw it. This reminds me of their fake field goal they lined up for against Washington, Mike. They lined up for the field goal, which was going to be a fake, and then they checked out of it, and it's Taj Bullock running the offense and not BFN. This was the same kind of thing. Let's run our two-point conversion here and go with Taj Bullock. He's going to get the snap and immediately turn to his right. So what happens when you immediately turn to your right, Mike? You cut off the left side of the field. So you have now half of an end zone to work with, a very small half. And, of course, the Rams don't get it. Don't like not going for, I don't like keeping the, not keeping the point up there. 17-17, go to overtime. But I really didn't like the actual play call. We got issues, man. We got coaches overthinking things. Watching Wyoming and CU, I mean, Jay Sovell basically waved the white flag with 7 minutes to go. I don't know. Are these guys just overthinking it? Are they underthinking it? Too caught up in these moments?
Not thinking about it?
I don't know, man. It's a rough go. You know, Sean Payton. Again, Mike. J.K. Dobbins had 11 carries for 83 yards. He's running well. 7.5. Dude, he averaged 7.5 yards per carry. And then he had the touchdown. I'm not sure what's going on. R.J. Harvey had 2 carries for 2 yards. He's a rookie. How are you going to... Dude, if they wouldn't have picked up J.K. Dobbins late in free agency in the summer, who would be running the ball for the Broncos?
My guess with him running the ball in this game is, okay, you're running against your old team. You've got the passion.
But he had 11 carries. That's not.
I know. But 11
give him
two.
More.
I would have run the ball more. Like, I don't understand this passing passion.
They ran 21 times.
Missing the 3 long balls. Like, I see it in the air and my heart's like light. And I'm like, it's going to be it. No.
Bo, on that... on that third down, that essentially would have ended the game had they picked that up. Bo knew he knew they had him. Like that would have been a beautiful ball, but that was at the 2 minute mark, 3rd and 10. Bo Nix, the camera does a close up on him right before that play, and he has like this childlike grin, and I thought to myself right at that moment. He's looking over. He knows he's got something. He knows it's a cover 2, but maybe that safety is going to slant toward the middle of the field, and he's going to have Cortland Sutton blow by the corner and be wide open. And he was. And he missed him.
That's the missed Mimsy twice.
Mims.
Missed Sutton once.
Yep. Not good.
It's a criticism I had of him last year. He was missing long balls. This one... You got to hit those long balls. That's three you gotta touchdowns.
Hit, you got to hit one of them. Got to hit one of them. All right, let's read some texts. He said, Chris Brady, Adam Trautman has 15 yards receiving this year. I'm pretty sure he exceeded that with stupid penalties yesterday. Why is he here? I don't know. If you're not going to be a tight end that can catch the ball, then you have to do everything else right. And he's not doing everything else right.
And what he was the one who lined up offside.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So the offsides is in quotations, but you're still, that's close enough.
Yeah.
Don't give them an excuse to throw.
Probably wasn't offsides, but yeah, you were too close. Texter from the 970, got to disagree. Points off the board wasn't the problem. The problem was putting in Taj Bullock. Everyone knew what was coming as he trotted off the field, on the field. Well, yeah, that was the second problem. That was the major problem. I don't agree with going for it. You have an offense that could barely put up, they put up 16 points. And yeah, Brady, there was life when Jackson Brissot came in. Okay, yes, he was actually hitting those screen plays. That was, I mean, those were most of his completions. Instead of looking in the other direction after that and then getting yourself in such a hole and taking a sack or getting hit, that's what BFN was doing all night. But do you mean tell me right now that you look at Jackson Brissot and just go, obviously he's going to get in the end zone? Yeah, they scored. I get it. It was nice. He did throw the touchdown pass to Rocky Beers. Wide open, great play design. I'm taking that game to overtime. I'm saying defense. I know that Robert Henry Jr. was finally starting to run all over you, and you're worried that maybe he's going to take that into OT. I don't know, man. At home, I'm not, especially after I already made it. I'm not taking that point off the board. I'm going to OT, and I'm going to take my chances there. I'm going to live to fight another day. Because I don't trust this offense, whether it's BFN or Jackson Brissot right now. That's not a knock on Brissot. I hope JB does well. I'm going to start calling him JB. It's easier to say. It's easier to type out, too. But I don't have confidence that they could put it in the end zone back-to-back right there. And then the counter to that is, well, if you don't have confidence they can score another, essentially a touchdown, because you got the same thing. It's just 2 points. Then what makes you confident that they could score, an overtime when you have a longer field to go? You have more opportunities. That was it. It's one play. One play with this offense. I'm not all in on going for it right there. I'm all in on get into overtime, see if you can hold UTSA to a field goal, however it works out. And then you run the ball and you just, this is a good enough team that can run. Lloyd Avant is going to fall forward every time. Give it to him. He had 10 carries for 96 yards. Texter, if you have a bad offense, do you want to challenge them with scoring from the 25-yard line, no T, or punching it in from the 1.5-yard line? See, dude, it tightens up. It tightens up in that end zone. Things get a little clunky, get a little complicated there. I'm taking my chances in OT. That's me. So many things. Jackson Brissot is his first game. Now you're going to say, go out and win it. And instead, didn't. So the play call to do it was awful. If you're going to do it, give me your regular offense. Give me all of your options. Because when Taj Bullock is in, it's going to be a read option. He's going to roll one way or the other. And once he rolls, we know we have basically a corner to defend. And that was a bad play call. Yes. The decision, in my opinion, was bad to go for it. But the play call was even worse. I just don't like it. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. If you guys have thoughts on the Rams game, we're going to get into the Broncos. I got Mark Johnson coming up, the voice of the Buffaloes. Give me Caden Salter all day, every day, and three times on Sunday or Saturday, because that guy's fun to watch. Wyoming offense has moments, but they're not really fun to watch. Smitty, please stop defending Millen. He could not throw the ball effectively. Smart kid, very limited arm talent. I'm not necessarily saying those things are wrong. I'm just saying that one quarterback got an easier, like once they made the decision to go with him, that's the decision. BFN has looked worse than Clay Millen. Clay at least was hitting those. Like didn't he break the record for completion percentage for CSU? At least he was hitting those receivers. At least he was taking the easy stuff. BFN's not taking the easy stuff. He's holding the ball. BFN has the physical tools, but he's broken. Brousseau came in about a quarter too late, or we probably beat UTSA. Why take so long to put him in? Jay Norvell told the media, I left. I did not want to stay. It was very late, and I got to be dad in the morning. So I'm not going to stay until 12:30, which is probably when Coach Norvell would have sat and talked to us. So what he said was, we knew Jackson would be ready. Dude, he was ready. Go for it. Go for it early. Get him in the third quarter. I think we all knew this was looking just like the UNC game midway through the second quarter. Nothing about it looked the exact same. Texter, don't forget Jay also took points off the board in Boulder 2 years ago, which came back to haunt us as we ended up losing in double overtime. Yeah, but that's Boulder. You're at home against UTSA. I'm going to OT. You will not convince me otherwise. I'm going to overtime. Texter here from Go Pokes. How long will this win it now philosophy run rampant in football? I agree with you. Extend the game. Yes, thank you, Go Pokes. Also agree with you. It seems like many teams are taking chances with exotic player groupings in critical situations. Dance with the ones that got you there. Yeah. I mean, I know, and I heard Jackson Brousseau's comments after the game. I was listening to the radio, Rams Radio Network, and Jackson said, yeah, no, that we love the call. We love the play call. Well, yeah, he's going to say the right things. I mean, if the announcement this week isn't anything other than we are going to go with Jackson Brousseau, at least at this time, going forward, whenever he does his press conference coming up today at noon, I'm guessing we'll get that, then it's over. Fans have turned. Dude, they were booing BFN. I'm not a boo bird. Plus I'm in the press box, so you can't. But even when I'm not a boo bird. That's tough.
Yeah, I don't like booing the home team.
I mean, there were sections of the students and other fans chanting, get him out, get him out. Also, let's see, Texter here. From Smitty, completion percentage was inflated because it was mostly horizontal. I know, but BFN's not even doing that. Like, he's not even hitting those right now. 14 of 25. It's just not good. Texter, Big Hub. So is it over for Jay? The path that he's on right now, there was a fork in a road, in the road before the UTSA game. If you go right, you're on your way to keeping your job, going to the Pac-12. If you go to the left, you're going down a very dark and dangerous path. And they lost, so they went to the left. They're in trouble. Jay Norvell is 100% in trouble.
I texted you this weekend. I felt like this felt like two losses because they got the loss, and it just felt like a bad game. This is just felt like two losses to me.
Yeah.
I think his job's more in jeopardy than it's ever been.
Right. With every loss now. There's a way out of it, obviously. Anytime. Look at, I always bring up, oh, come on. Philadelphia Eagles head coach. I always bring him up. Nick Sirianni. He was 2-2 last year and Eagles fans wanted him gone. They were ready. Everybody was talking about it. And then they went on and they pretty much won out. So there's a path back. I don't see that happening. Lonster's on the line. Lonster, what's on your mind, my friend?
Grady, how's it going, my man?
You know, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, it is, you know. No, I tell you what, I was listening to part of that game. I kind of fell asleep through most of it Saturday.
Pretty boring.
And yep. And I tell you what, they should have kicked that. They could have took that into overtime very easily.
100%.
Something about going for 2 points. I just can't get it when they do the 2-point conversion. It's like, okay, you know what? Yes, but you know what? What if this thing failed? And it did right there.
Well, okay. So this is what I like. You know, I'm getting the, hey, if you don't think they can punch it in from there, what makes you so confident they can work their way in from the 25? I just think with more space, sometimes you might break one open. You get a different play. Once you're tight up under that end zone, and you're far enough away from being able to just say, give it to Avant and plow through, and it's just your guys against ours, you're not on the one. So I'm more like, you probably have to pass where they were, and that's when I think it gets pretty scary in there, deep into the red zone like that.
Yeah, it does. But no, I would have just said, okay, just go and kick the extra point. We'll take it into overtime. We'll take it from here.
Yeah, I was ready to go to OT and stay up until 1 in the morning. I was ready for that. But but once the game was over, I was like, all right, I'm done. I'm going home. And another rough outing. Lonster, appreciate the call, my friend.
Hey, have a good day, and let's hang in there. Maybe this thing will get better. But I'll tell you, no, I think at the end of the I think he's gone. I really do.
Probably. Yeah, sure feels like it at this stage. Thanks, Lonster. Texter here from Faith. I tried so hard to stay up for both games, but next thing I knew, it was morning, LOL. Watched highlights of the end of the CSU game, and yes, a call like that is always so tough. 50-50 is tough. Never a fan of booing. He's still a kid. That's just tough to see. Yeah. And I never like to boo, whether it's an NFL guy or a college guy. But you are spending your money to go to these games, and you know, we want to say college is full of a bunch of kids. And they're different kind of adults, but they're adults. And I know it's tough because I'm talking to Faith, who has her sons at UNC. And yeah, you're very much like, that's my son and he's a kid and he's got a lot to learn. True. That's true. But just for the sake of age argument, they are adults.
See, I don't like the whole, oh, they're kids, because we treat them like adults and say, you have to be men and go out there and play mature men. But then you boo them and suddenly they're kids. No, treat them one way or the other. Either they're kids or they're adults. Treat them like adults. They are adults. But don't be immature and boo them. Like, come on, guys. Can you do that?
But
same
that's how
job?
It is, Mike.
No.
But that's how it is.
That's how it is today.
I mean, you go to Washington. You go
those people.
You go to these other big schools with those fan bases. They are doing a lot worse than what I heard on Saturday.
Oh yeah, like that. I know. I've met a bunch of Washington Huskies fans. I went to a Washington CU game. They're monsters.
Fans are monsters.
A different breed of weirdo up there.
Faith says, boo Jay. Yeah, and I think there was a fair share of that, too.
Now, that may
is there any is there anybody out there today defending Jay Norvell to keep his job? Is there anybody out there? And I like Jay Norvell, so I'm not like trying to be this. I don't like to sit here and call for people's jobs, but that is also what we do. That's a sport. I mean, we're talking make-believe. This is sports. And we talk about this on a daily basis, and unfortunately that's part of this media beast that churns in radio, especially, is every year there's at least one coach that we talk about on a regular basis that is on a hot seat. And unfortunately or fortunately, Jay Norvell's seat is on fire. Yeah.
And if we were lucky and all the teams were doing well, it would be like, which coach is on the hot seat? Oh, the guy whose team is 6-4.
Yeah.
That guy's on the hot seat because he's not the team that's 13-3.
Well, it's different, right? It's different expectations wherever you are. I know. Texter here from the night. My impression in the stands wasn't that they were booing BFN, but more that they were booing Norvell's decision to stick with him, which is to me is kind of the same. Because, I mean, I'm sitting in the press box. I got the window open. I mean, every time BFN would trot on out there, there was a time where BFN was in, he comes out, Taj Bullock comes in, runs a play, he runs out like he's done all year, BFN comes in, the crowd starts booing. And yeah, I agree. They were probably booing Norvell's decision, but they're also booing BFN. There was a group of fans that were chanting, get him out, get him out. And that was not Jay Norvell. That was about Braden Fowler-Nicolosi. 34 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break here, Mike. Wow. Talk about blowing the clock on a Monday. That's your fault. That's you. That's on you. You got to control me better. You're my head coach. I'm your wild, unpredictable quarterback.
Sorry, I decided to go for two.
Could throw it anywhere at any time and miss a guy by 5 yards.
Should have run the ball.
Should have run the ball. Run the ball!
college football, the NFL, and the Broncos on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hole, on The Hole Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Forty minutes after 11 o'clock. Yeah, one segment. I heard this the other day. We monitor, right? We monitor. A radio station said, get ready for 30 minutes of commercial-free radio. We're going to do this every Thursday or something. And I looked, I'm thinking to myself, Michael and I do that every day because the topics are red hot, man. We can't take a break. You can't stop this thing once it's going unless it's an area football team and barely going, and then we stop it. We find a way. We got our Diamond Valley Collectibles trivia question coming up a little bit later on. I think we've given away three of the $20 gift certificates so far. And we got to register somebody to get set to win that on Friday and then be entered in the $100 gift certificate chance and a signed jersey. So excited about that. Let's break into the Broncos-Chargers game from the weekend that was. We'll get into more. All things Broncos, Sean Payton, Bo Nix, this defense. Dre Greenlaw, is he even going to play this year? Whew. We'll talk about it. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place. After you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
We assumed this was coming, but it is official. Jay Norvell has announced that Jackson Brousseau will be the starter for the Colorado State Rams when they take on Washington State this weekend. Okay, we've got that. So we'll discuss. I want to read some of your texts here. Big Up says everyone's hating on the Jays. Yeah, Jay Savell and Jay Norvell. What other Jays are there? Is there another J I'm missing?
Well, there's the Blue Jays. Do people hate them?
I don't really hate them. I don't really feel whatever. Texter from the 970. Also, BFN is making significantly more cash this year than I am. I didn't boo, but he needs to take it if I choose to. Listen, I'm not a boo person. I don't really like to tell people how to fan. Unless you're like being really inappropriate.
Boo the other team.
Booing is not necessarily one of those that I would say is inappropriate.
It's inappropriate to boo your own team. Boo the other team.
Nah, you're booing to send a message. I'm not going to tell you how to fan when it comes to that.
Send a message by not going to the shop. Don't buy,
like
don't
the
buy
shop.
Doritos.
You mean, like don't go to the game? Is that what you mean by shop?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanna,
normally, like
I said, Doritos, and then I got
at
confused.
A Broncos game. I go to the game and then afterwards go to the shop and just look at all the things that I want to buy,
like the team store. I thought you were just saying the shop is like don't go to the game, but
no. Well, I mean, you could also not buy tickets if you're upset about the way the
which
I mean,
is
it's
why
free market.
Yeah, John Weber's going to be really. They're working hard to create a really fun game day experience. They had the train horn, which was much better. I didn't even hear it the first two times. I just missed it because I get to tweeting or typing or working or talking or whatever I'm doing. I just missed it. And then I heard it and they just did the one time and that was it. Yeah. And it wasn't as loud. So I thought it was cool. It's not really a thing now, though, because you barely hear it. So is it a thing? If it's not a thing, last week it was a thing, even though people hated it. Typically, you don't get a thing until most people hated it first. That's how those things go.
Well, if people hate it so much, like, I think you have to train them to like it.
You just have to keep going.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't, I just think they should have stayed with the three train horns, but then turned it down a little bit. Just a little bit. He said, Chris, Brady, if I scrape enough money to buy a ticket and the QB that has 100,000 in NIL, which makes him a professional, I should have every right to boo. Yeah, like I said, I'm not telling you how to fan. I just don't be inappropriate. And again, I don't think booing is inappropriate. Okay, look at that. We got Broncos Chargers to unpack. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, is going to join us coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. I got buy or sell stock watch. Huh. I'll tell you who's down is me. Stock is down. Picks are down. We got to get back into the film room. I might need to make a quarterback change here pretty soon. 49 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Sweat it, NoCo. With cooler temperatures upon us, that only means more red hot takes on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
We got our drink of the week from On the Rocks Liquor. It's the new Grapes Gone Wild Buzz Ball. A vibrant grape flavor sure to get any party started. And of course, temperatures are dropping. Weather's getting crazy maybe this afternoon, tomorrow. I hope Tanner's cows are going to be okay. But we know On the Rocks is setting it up. They're ready for you. They change with the seasons. And they've got all your fall goodies that you're going to need, from the new Rum Chata Pumpkin Spice or Fireball Yule Nog. Cinnamon Nog with a kick. So stop in at On the Rocks Liquor. Okay, a ton to get to here. Will County Swami says, underrated train horn impression, Brady. I don't think it was. Was it? Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. You know, I did like that they edited it a little bit. But I still would have. I want it to be prominent. If you're going to do it, if you're going to do something, do it. So that when people walk away, they're talking about it. Not like in a negative way like they were last week. Just turn it down a little bit. Just turn it down. Yeah, that's fine. Just fine. But like three times. Like they just did it the once and then it was third down. Can we discuss the real stars of the weekend? Texter in here. Ralphie7. And those handlers were moving. Bravo. Yeah. I didn't see, Mike. Did you see? Did she run pretty well?
I saw a replay of it, and I have to say, she's good. She's good, and the handlers did well.
I don't know how they keep up with that thing, man. That bison is cooking.
Yeah. And the bison burger that I just ordered is cooking as well.
Okay. I knew that was coming. Didn't know how you were going to get there, but you found a way around it. He said, Chris, speaking about NIL, are the payments public record? I think the amounts, like an average of the amounts they get, I think is somewhat public. But I don't know if every single thing is accounted for. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Okay, so no image, name, and likeness payments are generally not public, as they are private contracts between athletes and brands. This is according to AI Overview. Let's see where it got it from. Oh, it's taking its time.
Did you do the Super Mario thing? Was that the Mario song?
Yeah, that was the Mario thing. I'm stalling to try to read.
Pretty good. 11:57 the time. Whatever it was Michael was going to say, I'm sure will not ever be said. Coming up, we got the top stories of the day. And how about the UNC Bears? The only pick I got right this weekend. We'll talk about that. Broncos Chargers aftermath, if we have to. It's the whole show. Don't you dare go anywhere.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.